Hello again, everybody. This is Tom Mullooly from Mullooly Asset Management, and this is the weekly podcast for Friday, March 16th, 2012. Pretty interesting week. We had a wrap-up of some more Greek debt issues. We had a Fed meeting. We had bank stress tests here in the United States, and the market continued to creep higher. This is the difference between bull markets and bear markets. In bear markets, bad news is really bad news. It's another opportunity for selling. In bear markets, good news is really a non-event. Nothing seems to happen. In a bear market, we get those kind of events where news just seems to be an opportunity to sell and good news doesn't seem to be trusted. In a bull market, like the phase we're going through right now, good news is great news. Bad news is not so bad. The market seems to move right along and take the punches and just keep moving higher. It seemed like every day this past week where the market had some kind of overnight bad news because of events happening overseas, the futures would be down just a few points. And at some point during the day, they would either erase those losses and move to slight gains, or the market would just move higher on other news. And that's what tends to happen in these kind of markets. And so in bear markets, news most times looks to be an opportunity to sell. In bull markets, though, we see bad news, not so bad. More other news, good news tends to be great, another opportunity to buy. It's interesting how I've been telling clients for the past couple of weeks that we need a pullback in the market. We did get a pullback about a week and a half ago, one day, market down around 200 points. That seems to be the pullback that we got. I do feel some of these charts are still really extended. Some of them have not worked off their overbought condition at all. Apple, as a great example, has had positive weekly momentum for 13 weeks now. Most times you're going to see charts, whether we're looking at indices, sectors, or individual mutual funds or stocks, we're going to see positive weekly momentum for 6 to 8 weeks, and then a flip in the other direction. We'll see negative weekly momentum for 6 to 8 weeks, and then a flip in the other direction. Apple, as a great example now, positive weekly momentum, 13 weeks. It's gone way beyond what most people have expected. But yet you look at other charts out there and they have been rising while they show negative weekly momentum. If you've got a topic that you'd like us to discuss, by all means get in touch with us. You can reach us at mullooly.net. That's M-U-L-L-O-O-L-Y, mullooly.net. You can also reach us here at the office at 732-223-9000. If you've got a particular chart that you want us to take a look at, or a sector, or something else that you'd like us to discuss, by all means, let us know. If you're relying on a podcast for investment advice, really not a good plan. We suggest that you speak with an investment advisor before you make any decisions to buy or sell any kind of investment. If you don't have an investment advisor, of course, you're free to get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. One other thing that we did notice this week is that we are starting to see real signs of life from the financial sector, which has been comatose for the last couple of years. If the financials really do get in gear and start to move, and we're starting to see some of the financial stocks move back into positive trends, if the financials can get it in gear, this market's going to have a long way to go. This entire market rise that we have had for the past few months, getting us back into the 13,000 range on the Dow and flirting with 1,400 on the S&P 500, this has been done without financials. This is one of the largest sectors in the S&P 500. If the financials start to generate buy signals and all of them move back into positive trends, this rally could go a lot further. It's amazing that this market has moved as far as it has without the financials participating. Okay, that's it for this week, and we will check back with you again next week.